Ali Mokhtad says herd immunity is a false hope. Mokhtad is with the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, a population health research center with the University of Washington's School of Medicine. He is looking at places that are hit hard by COVID-19, places like Ecuador and Mexico City, to see if herd immunity is happening. He says, so far, it isn't.
In Ecuador right now, it's 45% of people infected from seropositive surveys. Ecuador is still having more cases. Mexico City, 40%, still going on. If we reach herd immunity at 40%, that means in the world, globally, 10 million deaths.
In an area of the Amazon in Brazil, Mokhtad says 60% of the population has contracted the virus, and new cases are still being reported. He says if 60% of the world's population got COVID-19, more than 15 million people would likely die.
That's criminal because it means let people die. It's even more criminal because it means let poor people die.
As far as the economy goes, Mokhtad says we could open things up if we followed what other countries are doing.
China, South Korea, Japan, they haven't shut down and business is going, but 95% people wearing masks.
The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation estimates that the total number of deaths in the U.S. is expected to be around 390,000 by the end of January. And they say if 95% of people in the U.S. wore masks, nearly 80,000 lives could be saved. Jennifer Wing, KNKX News.